So I was telling you now that our primary target here is the general medical oncologist. So I'm just trying to imagine how you can even keep up. You can imagine the number of interviews and people I've talked to about CLL. And I think you're the first person, at least that I can remember, talking about this resistance assay. What is that? Has it been out there for a couple of years? I never heard of it.
It's actually an OSU-specific assay, so
okay,
that's probably
why
nobody else has mentioned it. But so we know that when patients become resistant to ibrutinib and probably to all of the irreversible inhibitors that have that same target, the most predominant mechanism of relapse is the acquisition of a mutation in BTK at the binding site. So it's a
Wow.
cysteine to serine mutation.
Wow.
So what that does is it changes the binding of the drug from irreversible to reversible, and it changes the binding kinetics such that it binds like very, very short duration. So it goes from like a irreversible inhibitor to about 7 minutes of binding. And in retrospective studies that we've done, NHLBI has looked at this in similar cohorts of patients, and it seems like about 85 to 90% of patients who progress do so by this mechanism.